Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. He's going to be handling Top 5 Tuesday, 7:40.
It's ought to be very simple. It's ought to be very simple.
It should be, but it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying.
Because it should be.
It's a slippery slope.
We're about to go in the huddle, but sometimes you tell a joke and it just doesn't work out the way you planned.
Falls flat. You know
what happened yesterday, Mike?
Yeah, so Look, I don't consider myself a jokester, but sometimes I do have an inability to read the room. Yesterday was one of those. So Bo and his friends from his club, his neighborhood, everything else, they had a group of girls, Bo's wife included, that were handing out Jello shots and things on a tee box yesterday. And one of the tables had T-shirts and sweaters that had Life of Squid. Squid Nation, not Life of Squid. Squid Nation T-shirts, which you've seen. You saw this setup yesterday. So in my stupor, I stumble over there. None of these people know who I am other than probably his wife.
They know who you are.
Okay.
They know who
they
you
didn't
are.
Act like it. That was the funny part to me.
Shout out to the wives of EW Lift.
Yeah. So I walked up on this table and Bo goes, "How many T-shirts have we sold?" And I start chuckling because I'm like, "It's a Squid Nation T-shirt. How many did you think was going to?" And she goes, "Oh, a few. I think we've sold 3. And I go, "Oh, so Bo's mom, Bo's wife, and Bo's daughter all bought a T-shirt today?" And when I tell you, like, see, that's all I was looking for. But when I tell you the just stone-faced look I got from all 8 of these women as they looked at me like, "Who the hell is this guy? Why do you think you're funny? Please get out of my face." And I looked at my buddy Justin, who was golfing with us, and I was like, "Boy, that one fell flat." And I picked up my golf club and I walked back to the tee box and I was like, "I'll remove myself from the situation. Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for
coming."
Well,
the funny thing was is that I was standing right beside him when he did it, and he goes, so mom, wife, sister, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?"
I mean, it was as flat as it could have possibly been. There might as well have been crickets standing at the tee box.
Oh, there were.
I was like, "All right, man. I'll show myself out." That one didn't hit.
It was low key, like, it was hilarious now. Because it was like,
dang.
It was almost like they had my back because Mike was talking trash.
Exactly.
And they were just like,
who is this dude? Why is that funny?
Like, man.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they understood the Nation Mafia kind of setup, you know? I think they were just like, "Why would you make that joke, dude?"
There's just no humor in the Nation.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It fell flat because they don't have any sense of humor.
Don't you talk about the Nation like that.
See, there's no humor.
Exactly.
Don't you talk about the Nation like that.
But that's exactly what their reaction was.
There is a lot of humor
It was unbelievable.
I did see the T-shirts, and I asked one of the nice ladies standing there, I was like, "Did Bo give these to you to give out?" She was like, "He did."
Yes.
And I was like, "You're a saint." She was like, thank you. I know.
Well, see, that was a joke that would have landed. I should have said it that way. You instead, it actually hit. Did she look at you like you were crazy? Like
no, you got to give him a compliment. You're a saint for dealing with the Nation.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of mud being thrown in here.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, you made T-shirts, so
I did,
there's that.
Yeah, sell them. Are
you texting with them right now? Are you asking if the joke landed?
Squid Billy.
We all know the joke didn't land.
Okay.
Squid Billy is a business, Mikey P. You got to know that.
So.
Squid
LLC.
Billy is a
Not
business.
Really. If it's a business, we would be out of business. Because I have lost money on the t-shirt venture. I can assure you on that.
All right, let's go in the huddle, Dylan. The 49ers beat the Panthers during Monday Night Football 20-9. It was the first time Christian McCaffrey had played Carolina since they traded him to San Francisco. Here is Kyle Shanahan talking about Christian playing his old team.
I've never felt anything from Christian any week about being the most fired up you can possibly be week in and week out. So I don't feel much of a change, but anytime you play the team that drafted you, a team you were with a while, I'm sure it was a little extra special for him.
I think it was. You know what it was not extra special for? His quarterback play last night. Brock Purdy, 3 picks in the first half. And just when you thought, oh, they got a pick, they're going to – Carolina's going to – and then Bryce Young throws a pick. And then Brock Purdy throws another pick. Dude, it was an absolute dumpster fire in the first half for Brock Purdy. And Bryce Young, on the flip side, was not good at all. I don't know what the final stats for him ended up being, but I know that he had to make a statement that it was not very good. Just the whole thing was bad, and Christian McCaffrey really did take over the game. And they imposed their will with their physicality from San Francisco. So, yeah, it stinks once again that we've lost to that team twice.
Can we talk about what happened after the game?
Yeah, sure. It's all that, too.
So, I guess, there's video footage that at one point, Trayvon Moehrig, how you pronounce his name, punches Juwan Jennings in the male area.
The groin.
And Juwan Jennings, goes to the sideline. Mad, they got him over the sideline, and then after the game, he goes up and just slaps him right in the face mask, and it started a little bit of a melee. They asked Shanahan about it, and it was honestly it was kind of funny because Shanahan was like, "I'm proud of him." They're like, "What do you mean you're proud of him?" He's like, "You got hit in the balls."
Well,
and he went to the sideline.
I was gonna say that the reason you're proud is because you don't retaliate in the moment.
Yes.
You're smart enough to not do that, but then you wait till after the game, and you're like, "Yo, what's up?"
But I'm curious if Kyle Shanahan knew that whole thing. I mean, he had to have, I guess. But
sure.
That happened after the game.
Yeah. It was not a good look. But yes, I mean, on Trevin Moehrig, that was.
Yeah,
not a good
he's.
Come
got,
on, man. We're watching NFL games in 4K these days. You don't get away with this stuff anymore.
Well, right? if you do it, you got to do it in a scrum under the pile with a loose ball or something.
And even then, in 4K, you're probably not going to get away with it.
You guys think my Real Housewives get out of hand. All right. Joe Burrow has missed the past 8 games with a turf toe injury he sustained in Jacksonville. Here is Zach Taylor on his status.
I anticipate him playing, but we'll continue to work through the week. I'm not going to declare that definitively. Coming off an injury, he's done everything he could. He put himself in a position to do his best to play yesterday, and we'll continue with that mindset. But he looks like he's in good shape right now. He'd be ready to go.
Dude, I don't know about this one. I'm torn. Because I think as a coach, you look at it and go, he's done everything he can to get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But while he's been gone, you haven't exactly held up your end of the bargain as a team. And so, I don't know. I would have a hard time if I knew that my entire tenure as head coach relied on that guy to put him back out in a situation, where you're really playing not for much. But, you know, it's I don't know how you look at a guy like Joe Burrow and say no.
I wouldn't start him again. I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I did this with Acuña. I was like, you play. That's what they do. You play. I just wouldn't. Acuña was healthy, right? He was ready. I wouldn't rush back Joe Burrow at all. Not with his injury history. Not with the offensive line play and where they've been at times. I just don't see the benefit of rushing him back. Unless you think your job is on the line, unless you win games with him to prove that you didn't win games without him because of how important he is and how good he is.
They've got to address that offensive line in the offseason, man. The center, the right guard spots for them are brutal right now and have been for some time.
Shedeur Sanders is set to start Sunday against the 49ers, even though Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol.
I'm good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm very interested to see what the leash is, though. And hear me out. Only because Gabriel's healthy. And if you considered him better than Shedeur when they were both healthy. So if it was, you know, you have a, if say Shedeur was 5 of 20 in the first half or something. I'm just throwing out a number. Do you make a change?
I don't think so. I wouldn't.
I don't think I would
I've
either.
I've seen everything I need to see from Dylan Gabriel.
I don't think I would either. I'm just curious of what their mindset is, what they're going to do. And look, you know, people have been very critical, unfairly critical of Kevin Stefanski and how he's handled this situation and what's happened in the building with people don't even know about, but they've still been critical about it. So it'll just be interesting to see how it plays out because they're playing, what, San Francisco, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Be a tough game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm curious to see how it all pans out as well. I think at one point they had him graded over Shadur. I don't think that exists anymore. Now when you're in the thick of the season, you just need to go get wins. And I think they'll continue to put the best situation out that they can. But I don't know what Dylan Gabriel has shown you on tape that you're like, let's throw that guy back out there. Like, I don't think it's going to be any better.
Don't disagree with you.
Dylan, are they playing the 49ers? Is that?
Yeah, Ellie, because that's what you said when you brought up the said story. But you know how that goes.
The wheels are turning, Ellie.
Coming up. New college football playoff rankings are coming in tonight. Who's going to slip a little bit after this past weekend? And it's Top 5 Tuesday. Dylan's in charge. Hold on.
Yeah.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.